Hello, Tommy Kramer, and coaching tip number 6, how tall is King Kong? In the wonderful 1980 movie The Stuntman, where a fugitive stumbles onto a movie set just when they need a new stunt guy, the kid keeps getting surprised by how different the movie world and its special effects make things appear on screen that don't exist at all in real life. The great Peter O'Toole, as the director, keeps asking the new stunt guy, how tall is King Kong? The point being that the model of the giant ape in the original movie was only 3.5 feet tall. But we were made to believe that King Kong was 60 feet tall. It's the same in radio. Our King Kong, whatever that may be, a contest, a station event, a promotion of some sort online, is to us only 3.5 feet tall. It's our job to make it sound larger than life to the listener. I hear jocks every day that take contests and promotions for granted and sound less than enthusiastic or even bored as they talk about them. But if you're not really interested in it, why should I be as a listener? I've even heard talents put these things down. They're too hip for the room and have lost sight of the fact that for the listener, winning something or going to some event is a big deal. This is all part of my camera angles technique, tip 2 in this series. If you can't find a way to make that contest or station event sound as tall as King Kong, the 60-foot version, you might want to find a big box to empty the contents of your desk into because you're going to be leaving soon. I bet you make that sound big when you talk to your friends about getting fired.